This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
Well, you have to wonder how many people are going to be listening to us. It's so bright and sunny and nice out. I couldn't believe we went to Home Depot last night.
Yeah.
My wife, she wants to buy fertilizer. Well, believe it or not, it took us 25 minutes to find the fertilizer. Three different people sent us in different directions to buy a bag of fertilizer. But we ended up buying hanging baskets and sand for the sandbox that we just put together for the for the grandkids.
So you brought the truck.
No, actually, we put it in the back of her Camry, but I bought some spray paint and I had keys made. Thanks, Nick. Not one of those keys works.
Really?
Yeah, I had five keys made. Not one works.
Now, wait a minute.
So I got to go back.
we're in what?
This kid took a half hour to make five keys. I was standing there dying.
Just go to one of those machines.
Well, I'm telling you, it took him a while to find the keys, the right blank. He took forever to cut each one. He took a little wire brush and cleaned them. I mean, he was really doing a wonderful job, but when I got home, not one of them worked. So he said, you know, if they don't work, just bring them back. Like, it's so convenient.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, geez, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I can go back, you know.
And we bought, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we bought a plum tree.
Yes, a plum tree.
You know, there's flowering plum trees and there's fruit plum trees.
I didn't know.
And
that.
So we bought it, we brought it home, and as we're reading the instructions, it says you need two if you want fruit. I can't find another one anywhere.
You got the last one
so
in the universe.
I've planted this. Yesterday I see another plum tree, but it says specifically get a different type of plum tree. So okay. I gotta find. So I'm gonna end up having to special order a plum tree from somewhere.
You're going to have to buy two new plum trees.
Yeah.
One will be for flowering, and if you don't know which one's which, another one for flowering and one for fruiting,
yeah.
And then however they bloom, you'll be okay.
Unbelievable. So you know, Home Depot, if you go there in the evening, mm-hmm. it's a totally different store. They don't have enough help.
Oh, well.
there's people that are specifically filling the aisles and putting loading stuff in the shelves. But when you ask them for help, I don't really work here. I'm just fulfilling the,
When they say, well, you go over here and then you take a left by the washing machines.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Yeah. Look for the yellow.
That's where the bathroom is.
Yeah, and suddenly you're outside. You know, and it's
yeah. Like, yeah. This way to the egress.
Have a nice day. Yeah.
How did I get back in my car? Yeah. I didn't know this was going to happen.
So, you know, the big news is the price of all kinds of building materials have gone up unbelievably.
I bet. Yeah.
Unbelievably.
Now, is that because they can?
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I don't know why. But I was talking to Marek, and Marek has said that, you know, everything has gone up, you know, like over 100%.
Oh, my God.
And it's affecting all of these jobs that people have given quotes on. Now they have to re-quote everything.
Yeah.
I want to get some fencing put up in the backyard, and I'm afraid what it's going to cost because I wanted to buy some of that vinyl fencing and put it in so it's nice looking on both sides and... bags of cement are going to be more expensive and, you know, the whole shebang.
Labor's going to cost more.
Yeah, everything's costing more. And, you know, we're finally shaking some of the pandemic off and now we're going to go through gas shortages and lumber shortages and all the rest of it, or at least very expensive lumber. Hatch and Bailey's lumber yard in Stamford closed and they're gone.
Wow.
Which is interesting. I mean, it was never a particularly good yard, but you could go buy a couple of things there. And
they were around a long time.
Well, they're still in Norwalk, as far as I know.
Are they still really?
I think so. Wow. Yeah, but they closed the Stamford yard, And I suspect that'll end up being condominiums or something.
Oh, absolutely. You know? People are lining up the keys.
I'm telling you, Stamford is so changed at this point. It's unbelievable how many rental apartments they're building, and they're getting over $2,000 a month for these things.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I understand that I don't think you told me that Ralph is your landlord.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's right.
Did you tell me that?
No, I didn't. And I've been meaning to, and we get on to some other topic, and my head goes there.
Yeah, well, he called me the other day, and he said, you know, Gene's living in my building, in my condo. I said, oh, okay, now I know where he lives.
Yeah, he's, you know, we because of Renee and all this intertwining and the people who were at the real estate office, I know them from school.
Really?
A couple of them. And, it's very intertwined here.
That's great.
It's great. Very cool.
All right, we have a phone caller. Welcome to Around the House. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Mr. Gladstone.
Yes, sir.
Your discussion this morning started out with the prices going up on Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever the case may be. Are you proud of the people that you supported in Washington, who is Joe Biden? The pipeline from North Dakota, pipeline from Texas to Northeast, and so forth and so forth. Have you reconsidered the things that have occurred first 100-150 days since the new administration has been in power?
Yes. I'm pleased as anything. And the next time we elect somebody that just lies every single day and incites riots, I'll think about moving to Canada, because I don't want that kind of government. I don't want to get too political, but yeah, I'm very pleased with where we're going. The guy has gotten a good deal of the country inoculated. He's talking about putting money into things that should have been fixed 20 years ago. And I think we're moving in the right direction. So, yes, thank you for calling.
He did not get most of the country inoculated. Had it not been for the previous administration.
I think that you are living under a tremendous illusion, as are many people right now, who think that the environment that we were living in was a good one to live in. I want peace. I don't want people pulling out of accords across the country and outside of our country. I want people working together. I want people working. And I just think that you're in a fantasy if you think that the previous administration was something that was good for America.
They lied every day.
What's your opinion on Portland, Oregon?
I don't have an opinion on Portland, Oregon.
It's a nice state.
Why don't you?
Because I don't have an opinion on Portland, Oregon.
Is that right?
That's correct. Tony, I don't want to be so political. And I don't want to get into every aspect of what's going on around the country. This is an opportunity for people to call in if you want to talk about house stuff. We'll talk about house stuff. If you want to talk about home improvements, we'll talk about home improvements. If you want to know my philosophy or my opinion on government, sometimes it sneaks in there. But that's not really the point of the show. And so I would rather not go in that direction. But I think I've made my opinion pretty clear on how unhappy I was over the last administration. So I don't think that we need to go over that again. All right, if you want to call in, it's 203 661-5051. We are live. If you want to see us on Facebook, we're on Facebook on Stephen Gladstone, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Gladstone, G-L-A-D-S-T-O-N-E. And you can just simply come on there and you can see both Gene and myself sitting in the studio because we're here and we're live and we're finally away from the vaccines enough so that we can sit near enough to each other and not have to worry about anything else. And Tony is manning the board, but he's writing his diary, I think.
That's lettuce. Don't forget the oranges.
I had two donuts today. I ate my cereal.
I had my cereal. No donuts yet. No, not yet.
Unless somebody, again,
might bring us. Might.
I will not say no.
Yes. Yeah.
The week has been really interesting because I spent days and days building a swing set.
Yes. The swing
now,
set.
I have to tell you, my daughter now feels that she owes me tremendously.
Oh, I think
tremendously.
So. I think so, yes.
Because I was crawling on my stomach and tightening bolts underneath slides and doing all kinds of crazy installations. Here's my warning to all of you out there that are listening. This is more important than political. If you're going to buy a swing set for your grandkids or your kids, pay the $400 to have somebody else make it. Because, man, was that a lot of work.
I bet.
And there was so much hardware. So much hardware. And we, you know, we're picking and choosing through. You know, the directions were not terrible, but yeah, they weren't great.
That's a plus. But.
And, you know, when you get all done putting four pieces of wood together, and then you realize it says put the bevel side forward, and you've got two of them going in the wrong direction. Now the temptation is, well, do I take it apart? Do I put it back together? Do I really care if there's a bevel on one side?
Yeah. Will it hurt the rest of it?
And,
you know?
And there, it was so much work. It looks great. It really does.
It
looks
great.
But there's two slides. There's a rock climbing wall. There is a tube that you slide through.
Okay.
There are two swings. There is a thing called a Spider-Man swing that you sit on. There is a fort. The fort has got a telescope on it, and it's got a steering wheel. So I guess you can steer the fort to somewhere.
Is this like Disneyland or something?
It was big.
You have plenty of parking for the people who are going to come over now?
Yeah, they have to drive little toy cars over to it. But it was so much work. And I'm handy. But I'm telling you, I was using ratchets and vice grips and screw guns. And
Well, with your busy schedule.
I took off. I took off to build a swing set. So it probably cost me thousands of dollars.
The upshot is when the time comes, your daughter's going to set you up in a very nice nursing home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The convalescent home.
Yeah.
And I'll sit in the day room with the TV flickering.
You'll have your own oxygen
tank.
I'm
so looking forward. Ooh.
there's a gain to play with here.
Yeah.
The bright side.
It is the bright side.
You know, the crazy thing is that guy likes to listen to my show.
Yeah. Well, good. No,
and then he'll call in every once in a while to upset me.
He's torturing himself.
Yeah. He is tortured. He is tortured.
Yeah.
And so many of these Republicans that are trying to negate the fact that we had an insurgency now is unbelievable. You know, let's just forget it. Let's kick Liz Cheney out, and let's just forget that any of that stuff happened.
Nobody got hurt except for five people
except
who died.
Except for the people that died.
I mean, but that was low. Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break, and you're listening to Around the House. If you're thinking about fuel oil or propane, you want to be thinking about New England Total Energy. They have 11 trained service technicians. I meet with them on my jobs on a regular basis now because they come and inspect the heating systems when we're doing home inspections for us. New England Total Energy, they also sell electric services, do energy audits, and have the best service group that you could ask for. So if you are contemplating a service contract for your equipment. If you've got air conditioning equipment that you're going to put to sleep for the colder months, you want to give them a call at 203-869-5869, 203-869-5869, your full-service fuel oil company. And once again, it's 203-869-5869. Green Solutions Landscaping and Tree Services is a licensed and insured full-service provider of landscaping, tree removal, masonry, snow removal, and other property maintenance projects. Green Solutions has been serving Fairfield County since 2011 and is operated and managed by Bernal Mora. Green Solutions offers its customers a comprehensive suite of services which will make your property something to be proud of all year long. At Green Solutions, we treat your property as if it was our own. We provide free estimates and references upon request. And they get involved with property management, seasonal cleanups, weeding, pruning, mulching, weekly mowing, planting, grass seeding and sod, irrigation systems, lawn aeration, gutter cleanup, poison ivy removal, masonry, tree removal, fencing, firewood, installation of Christmas lights, and landscaping construction projects, and even snow removal during the winter. So if you want to give them a call, it's 203-400-4949. That's 203-400-4949. www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. That's a mouthful. So www.greensolutionslandscapingllc.com. And once again, 203-400-4949.
Now here's Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
But it's gotten crazy. Hi. We're back. We're back. And yes, it's gotten crazy.
Yeah.
We're having a crazy day.
And we're ticked off.
And we're not ticked off.
Oh, no.
No.
That's right.
And
we're
if
not
you
want to
call in, we won't talk. We're not going to attack you, I promise.
Yeah.
We didn't attack the last guy.
No.
Can I tell you about my, I got a new windshield put on my car.
Oh, windshield.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. That's exciting.
It was quite a process.
Why did you need a new...
I had a crack that was going across.
Oh, it finally got to that point.
It was... Well, all of a sudden, I looked out the window a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if this just all of a sudden came or I didn't notice it, but it was coming across there, and next thing you know, it's almost halfway across. So
wow.
Set up a nice schedule through insurance. It was beautiful. Go there, but they say it's going to take 2 to 3 hours.
Oh.
So, my God, 2 to 3 hours. I remember I had this happen a few years ago, in and out. I don't think it was that long. All right. So maybe. So I get an email right before it says, make sure you have 3/4 of a tank of gas. Take anything heavy out of your trunk. You know, you want to have everything like the car when you got it, right? Because we have to recalibrate everything.
Oh.
So I get there, and she says it's going to take about 2.5 hours. And these windshields now are like computers.
In what way?
They've got all your sensors on it. They've you know, the cameras are there, the side view mirrors, the lane, keeping the lane, the backup, all this other kind of stuff. It's all through the. It's not as simple as just taking it out, putting it in. In fact, one of the guys while I was there, he says to somebody, he says, "How's it putting in one of these for a Tesla?" He goes, "Oh, that's like 3-4 hours. I mean, it's you know, all the things you have to do." So I'm waiting, you know, I'm figuring, okay, it's going to be 2.5, 3 hours. So about 2.5 hours, I'm there. I get a phone call, a spam call, I think. So I hang up on it. A couple of minutes later, call back, and same number. And I said, hey, this is Mr. Savino. This is, you know, so-and-so. I said, well, I'm in the lobby here. And he goes, all right, well, we're gonna take the car for a test drive. Should be about 10 minutes ago. All right. He texts me a few minutes later. He says, stuck in traffic. There was an accident here. I said, how far out did you go here? I said, no wonder I needed 3/4 of a gallon tank on there.
Well, there was a toll booth.
Well, yeah. So, they brought it back. But the only thing that doesn't, there's a light on still. And the lane thing doesn't work when you drift out of the lane.
Really?
The beep doesn't go on. Yeah.
Well, I would pay to have that. I would pay to have that go off.
Yeah, I was. Yeah,
I'm tired of that.
Yeah, the light's on, so I have to take it to the Subaru dealership to get it fixed. But But otherwise, it's nice having a clean. The only thing is I had my Easy Pass attached there, but now it's, you know,
now it's
dangling. I had to take it down because it's, well, I, yeah. you know. But interesting.
That was one of the great inventions, though, having that Easy Pass thing. I think that was.
Well, the Easy Pass is really nice. I don't use it very much anymore because I don't travel all that much through toll booths. But, you know.
I've got one, you know, I pay when I go through. I mean, you know, I get charged when I go through. There's no fee otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Easy Pass?
Yeah. And, but I don't have to pay anything until I use it. You know, go through a booth of some sort.
Right. Well, I mean, I know there's some people that they have my $25 in an account somewhere.
Big deal. Better than waiting online.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the whole idea of not of just going underneath the things now with the sensors is just so much better and so much safer.
Yeah, you know, no question.
I would never want to sit in a toll booth collecting tolls.
I don't know
if I was
and the ones that in New York that were
not
in the
way people drive now.
The
guys in the tunnels. Yeah,
like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, the air quality's got to be horrible.
Oh
no. I can't imagine that as a job. Terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
And then sitting all day long in a policeman's suit in a tunnel.
Oh
no.
Breathing whatever that is.
No. I feel sorry for the cops that work the subways.
Oh yeah.
But the tunnels? Oh my God.
Yeah.
No, it's like being a traffic director in Manhattan. It's like you don't dare get your eyes off of anything because you'll get hit by someone or a bus
or a messenger on a bike.
I think those are just terrible jobs. Horrible. How they can put up. I, you know, more power to them. I support them, but I wouldn't want that job.
Well, in the early
days.
So
many jobs I don't want.
Yeah. But that's, you know, it was a lot easier in the
old days. I count my blessings, yes. Yeah.
There'd be one policeman in the road, and you knew him.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm even in Greenwich, down Greenwich Avenue. Like, you know, everybody knew the policemen that were directing traffic. That was different, but that was shopping traffic. That wasn't Midtown Manhattan traffic.
Oh, my God.
Especially with tourists coming in and you know, like, where's 47th Street? Where can I got to get to the theater.
Well, go to 46
a parking lot?
You know,
yeah. No, I don't want. But the theaters are opening.
Yes.
There's going to be Broadway again soon. And then, although there's been some interesting stuff where they've been filming things and they've been performing and offering downloads and stuff like that, which is, I think that... The creativity of some of the people that are in the theater and in you know, musical adventures right now, they've really been creative in creating new things that people can subscribe to or download. They're at least taking advantage of the digital age, and more than I am anyway.
I'm not surprised. They are, after all, creative people.
Yeah,
but it's
people
that are not in those fields that have been creative.
The problem is all the stagehands and the lighting techs and all the rest of those people have been unemployed for over a year now.
And
so
I know
they
need
to get back to work.
And a lot of people, I understand, I've read that, especially in L.A., you know, people, they said, you know, I got to get a different career. And they're no longer, and like you go to a concert, you go from town to town, whatever, and they go, I can't live on this because it's, you know, we're the pandemic, and I have to get a job.
Yeah, it's been hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I've been blessed because people are still buying houses, so we really have not. Just the opposite. We're having a really banner year.
Yeah, frenzy.
I'm tired, and a lot of, you know, my experience with a lot of realtors is that they're so frenzied at this point that it's becoming very difficult for a lot of people to put up with their day. You know, they're put in a position. It's not easy for anyone. It's not easy for listing brokers or selling brokers because things fall apart in 2 seconds. People play games right now that it's such a seller's market that sellers are saying, well, I won't even clean my septic system before someone comes in. I'm not doing anything. And that's, you know, and giving people 2 days to do their due diligence, that's terrible. You know, hey, buy my house for $2 million.
Yeah.
But don't dilly-dally or I'll sell it to the next guy. You know, it's terrible. Remember when people used to introduce you to the neighborhood? Remember when people would give you the extension ladder because they were downsizing or say, "Hey, look, you'll probably need this snow thrower."
Yeah.
I'm going to Florida. Take it. Oh, sure. Take it. You need the lawn furniture? I don't really want to take it to Florida. Now it's I'll sell it to you.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I had the other day? The wind was blowing so hard it blew apart the glass on one of the tables on the patio.
Really?
I went out there. The umbrella was laying on the ground. Glass everywhere.
I'm sure.
And it took me about 20 minutes to clean up the glass, and I still have some glass.
You've had a busy week at home.
I'm telling you. God's punishing me for not liking Trump. Oh, man.
I'm sure he could do a lot worse.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be more punishments. The bottom line is there was so much glass that the garbage can weighed a ton that I filled it with. It was a big table, but it was glass everywhere on the pavers. And, of course, it gets into all the cracks and stuff.
Right.
So what I have to do, if I have any time left today, I have to take the shop vac out there and suck up the glass that's in between the pavers because I couldn't sweep them out. But it was a lot of glass. And so that table, of course, is like years old. So you can't buy glass to put on the table. So now that goes to the recycling.
The yeah.
And, you know, what a shame. What a shame. Because the chairs match the table, and the table is now broken, and the umbrella is sitting on the ground.
Are you going to replace those?
I'm thinking I'm going to get one of those metal tables that don't have glass on it. I don't know. I mean, it's so hard. People buy teak tables, they buy metal tables, they buy the glass tables. But the glass tables, historically, have all broken. Over time, they've all broken.
Glass is good for that.
Well, it's all tempered glass, so it breaks into little tiny round circles of glass or little pieces of glass. So you're less likely to get cut badly by it. But, of course, the last piece of glass I picked up, I cut my finger.
You almost made it, huh?
I almost
made it.
Made
it around. There's always that one little thing.
Oh, my God.
Bleeding.
I have to be punished here and there.
Finding it 5 years from now.
Yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, there was a lot of glass.
Oh, yeah. You need a smaller family. You see, that's what you need, but
well,
it's a little too late.
It's
now
forcing me to downsize. I used to have two tables. Now I have one.
Oh, you see. Okay.
But the question is, do I take the Sawzall and cut it into pieces and take it in the truck and get rid of it? It's so unlikely I'm going to find a new replacement for it, and do I really want a replacement?
Yeah,
because it could happen in 5 minutes after I put another umbrella in it.
Yep, and it's actually helping you downsize.
Yes, yes.
So there is a positive.
Yes,
that's how you have to look at it.
So, I built the swings. We put together a sandbox. We had sand delivered. Bernal dropped off sand. But they wanted more sand, so last night we had to buy 4 bags of sand.
That's a lot of sand.
One would think.
Yeah.
It added an inch and a half to the sandbox, you know. She bought a little Coleco-type pool, not for the kids to swim in, but to put over the sandbox so that local cats don't poop in it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. Now we can do it because we know you have we'll be prepared when
that's
we go
right
to your house next time.
I'm
I got to go
you
to the sandbox.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. You know,
it's
so that's much, done though.
So it's done.
It's done. Have the kids liked it?
Yeah, they love it.
Oh, okay.
Even Madison has been swinging on it, and she's 16.
Well, then great. You know,
Grandpa, stand the weight,
huh?
Yeah. Can stand the weight.
That's right.
Yeah. And Bryce had his birthday.
Oh, nice.
He's now six.
Ah.
Like it's a big deal. I'm six. I'm six. And
now you're my grandpa. Yeah. On Around the House.
Thank you. And
that was me.
And Lincoln turned, he had his birthday, so that's good.
Nice, very nice.
And so we had some celebrations. So I carried chairs down to the other house, and I don't know.
So what did you do? Have a big party, or is it just?
No, we had a little party.
A little party?
We had a little party.
Okay.
We had two little parties.
No, nice.
But Bryce's party had to be postponed because of rain.
Mm.
So I think that's happening next week, I think, something like that.
Well, I had a celebration this past week.
You
My
did.
Daughter graduated UConn.
Yes.
And it was, she's now a teacher and doing that. I mean, she was a teacher, now it's like official. And it was interesting because it was usually you have to go to stores because at UConn, you know, you go up there. And this was held at the Pratt & Whitney venue in, I guess it's East Hartford or somewhere
really?
Around Hartford. Yeah. And what they had there, you know, it's a nice size stadium.
Is it Rentschler Field, you mean?
Yes.
The football
game? Yes, that's where it is. Yeah. And, but, you know, they spread the whole thing out over 5 days as far as, like, all right, here's a liberal arts thing, and you do that, and then somebody
else. Well, they have so many students.
Right,
That makes sense. Otherwise, you'd be sitting there listening to 8,000 different names.
Believe me, the names went on endlessly.
Yeah.
It was nice, though, but I mean, it took forever. But there must have been maybe a tenth of the number of people because it's spread out and it's, you know, the whole social distancing thing. So she got her, you know, had her thing on, her hat, but I'm well versed in
tassel.
This, you see. Thank you very much. Yeah, and they turned the taps.
The mortarboard.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a nice affair. They did it really well. It came out nice. It was in, out, gone.
Now, where did she take her classes?
She was Stanford.
You got Stanford.
She was
yeah.
Stanford, and she was only there for like a year and a half. Then, you know, pandemic hit, and everything else went
online,
and that's what she knows.
Well,
yeah?
For my graduation there, they had it in all different venues around the campus.
Oh, is that
so
right?
I was liberal arts, and that was the largest one. But if you were engineering, they had a place
to the engineering building.
Yeah,
right,
and,
right.
You know, different places. Kind of the same thing, except they didn't do it in different days. They did it all on the same day.
And they had, they did a marching band, but there was no band. It was a tape from a previous one, a video, and you see the people
you
marching.
You got a used band?
You know, it was, It was,
virtual
for sale.
Speaker also.
You know? You know?
Here was last year's commencement speaker.
Yeah. And we rewrote it just to make it the date work with everybody.
Oops, that person passed away in the last year. We can't have that person.
People won't know. And but it was a lot of fun. It was
Somebody
really great
to see. Just
walked
in through the gates.
Yeah. But it was very interesting to go to that and see that because it's very odd. Because you're expecting a huge crowd and you realize... Oh, that's right. There's like hardly anybody here.
And you park on the runway?
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a former, I don't know if it was Pratt & Whitney, it's a former airport is where they built, and the parking lot is a runway, a former runway.
You know, I saw a large stretch of runway kind of material, and I figured
that's what it was.
That's what I figured.
I think it probably was. I think it was Pratt & Whitney.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. They made engines, so that was their thing.
Yeah.
So that was fun. That was really cool. Enjoyed
it. Do you know my first graduation?
Yeah.
From the Fashion Institute of Technology. Do you know where we had our commencement?
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
Bada boom. All right.
Was that a guess?
Yeah. Well,
nice.
Carnegie
just
Hall.
Just popped in my head. Yeah.
Nice. I was going to say, you know, like, White Castle or something.
No.
That's in Jersey. You can't do that.
No, my second commencement was at CW Post, and my third commencement was at Long Island Graduate School of Education. And my fourth commencement would have been at the University of Bridgeport, but I didn't go.
You're going, because you're going down in steps. You made it to Carnegie.
My master's degree was a big deal, but my 6-year degree, I didn't feel like marching down. You know, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a professional degree. But marching into Carnegie Hall was interesting.
That had to be
interesting.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And that wasn't as big a class. I don't remember how many people. My high school was 517 kids in graduating.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was a big high school.
Mine was 800.
Was it really?
790, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some places across the country, you know, the graduating class is 57 kids.
I'll never forget the other way. You know, and I think Kendall's graduating class wasn't high school. I guess it was junior high, middle school. It was like a couple thousand people.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like huge, you know.
Which school is this in?
I don't even remember the name. Oh, it was...
In California?
Yeah, yeah. I'll think of it.
I remember the first day...
Cleveland.
The first day of school in high school.
Cleveland.
The homeroom teacher says, a quarter of you will not graduate on time. That's the first thing she says. Now, for my homeroom, nice. She probably underestimated it. I think it was like half the kids and the yeses were not good people.
Really?
didn't make it. But
they made S's of themselves.
But the number, started out, I think she was probably right overall as the class. It was started out with a class of over 900, and I think it was 7-something that graduated. So it was.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Around the House. If you want to call in, it's 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. All right, let me tell you a little bit about the window people. They've been in business over 80 years doing home improvements and creating home improvement excellence. Ted Davey and I have been friends for more than 35 years, and they're located at 43 McGee Avenue in Stamford. The window people do all kinds of home improvements at this point, not only windows and doors, but they're doing roofing, they're doing siding, they're doing all kinds of improvements. Their website is www.thewindowpeople.net. You can reach them by dialing 203-323-1804. They've been selling and installing high-quality windows, doors, roofing, skylights, siding, awnings, selling it to homeowners and contractors and businesses in Fairfield and Westchester counties since 1932. And Ted Davey is involved with every aspect of it and a friend of mine. So when you call him, tell him Steve Gladstone told you to call. If you are in a business that you are not particularly happy about being in and you would like to change professions, we at the New England School of Home Inspection are starting classes. We're doing Saturday, Sunday classes. Right after the radio show, I go run into the classes, and it's a 10-day class, so 10 different dates on the calendar, or 10 different weekends on the calendar. You can learn and take the pre-licensing course for home inspection and complete the first step of getting your license for becoming a home inspector. I've been doing this for over 35 years. It's a wonderful business. And if you have been in the trades or in any business that you're considering changing because you're not happy and you would like to do something else, and you are interested in doing something that is consumer-oriented and this is a business for people who like to communicate all kinds of things about houses. You can call me at 203-327-6824. That's 203-327-6824. Or you can go on our website, which is NewEnglandSchoolOfHomeInspection.com. NewEnglandSchoolOfHomeInspection.com. And there's information with the dates on it. And if you have questions, you can always call me at 203-327-6824. If you're buying a home, selling a home, or just living in a home and wondering if it's falling apart around you, you should call Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections. We look at roofs, crawl spaces, basements, and attics with over 35 years of experience in Fairfield and Westchester counties. We are the best-looking inspectors you can hire. And we do water testing, radon, mold testing, and pool inspections as well. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. That's 800-356-9611. Or check out our testimonials at stonehollow.com, Angie's List, and Yelp. If this is your first home or you've had a bunch, we will help you to better understand conditions, maintenance needs, and safety items to protect you and your family. Stone Hollow Fine Home Inspections, 800-356-9611. Call today.
And now, here is Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
Thank you, Bishop. All right, so where do we go from here? If you want to call in, it's 203-661-5051. So the chickens are getting bigger.
Okay.
They're getting bigger.
I thought they'd be full grown.
Jonathan admitted to me yesterday. I didn't tell Sandy. I don't think she's listening today. But Jonathan admitted to me yesterday that rooster really is mean. Because he took a baby rooster and he took the mean one, and because he said, I want to have big, strong chickens, and if he's going to mate with them, he's mean. He said, he's mean. He was mean. I don't understand why he was so mean. He was nice as a baby, but he's very protective of his girls.
Well,
I don't miss him at all.
No gratitude.
I'll sit in the enclosure now, and a good deal of them will come over and peck at my watch and you know, look for food from us and stuff. And a couple of them will actually let me stroke their feathers but most of them are really skittish. There's a reason why they're called chickens.
Oh yeah,
they're afraid of everything.
Yeah,
clap your hands and they all go scurrying away. You know, that rooster, he would come running right at me. He was doing, you know, even if I was standing by the fence, he would try and attack my shoes. Yeah. So I don't miss him at all. And I'm hoping that whatever other roosters develop out of this group of pullets now, that they are not nearly as crazy as that one was.
Vicious chickens, and
that's roosters are known.
Rock band, doesn't
roosters
it?
Are yeah. known for that.
Pullets. That's a term I hadn't heard before.
Still immature hens.
Oh,
but they're not chicks anymore. So
are these roosters or the chicken? Do they turn into roosters?
They don't morph, but it's hard to tell when they're little whether they're males or females until they develop a little bit more. And when they develop a little bit more, suddenly there's crowing going on.
But they all look the same when they're tiny.
They look very similar. I mean, I'm sure that there's people that can tell them apart, but it is very hard. And even if you're ordering chickens, when they're chicks, it's almost impossible to tell what their sex is. Mm. So we got at least four roosters in the bunch that we ordered.
And fries on the side.
The bottom line is we're going to have to be giving away a couple more. But we've already given away two of what we've determined are roosters. And there's going to be a couple more.
How are the eggs?
Well, we only have three hens that are laying. So,
really?
You know, those are the mature ones, the original ones.
So I guess the service is pretty bad then, is that it?
Well,
only got three.
It's just, you know, there's three a day.
Yeah.
And if you want to set up an egg counter and sell eggs, we wouldn't be making a lot of money.
Mm. Isn't it like six geese a laying or something like that? Or supposed to be six, not three or something? I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
As the pullets get bigger, there'll be more eggs.
Something like that.
It's probably going to take another couple of weeks. But we actually let the big ones out to mess around a little bit with the little ones. And the most tame of the three started attacking the little ones. So very quickly, we picked her up and put her back in her enclosure and put them away because it was a little premature to put them out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You really want them to be about the same size so they can take care of themselves. But she started being, they peck each other. And that's what they talk about, the pecking order and stuff like that. You know, there's definitely, even among the little ones, there's a hierarchy of who's the top chicken
and who's the bottom.
And they're very picky who they sleep next to. They're very picky about letting certain ones be near them, so they chase each other away from each other. It's very interesting to watch birds.
Yes.
There's no doubt about it. Birds are very interesting. And, you know, as skittish as they are, there's a lot going on in those coops. So it's interesting. Every once in a while, I just go in there and sit and watch.
You know, I look out the window and I see these birds, and they're, you know, somebody had lost a parakeet that's flying around in the area. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing just to see. You watch them, and they are incredible to watch. I find them really fascinating if you have the time just to sit there and look at them. And it was just, but I know somebody's missing a parakeet somewhere. But he's fine. He's flying around with the other birds. You know?
Well, the problem with that is they're not hunters, and so they may not find food because they're so used to being supplied with seeds and stuff that they probably won't survive.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, if you had to hunt for your food, you'd probably be even skinnier.
I'd be inside out.
My little black dog, as soon as he's a poodle and he's nuts. And as soon as the door is open for 2 seconds, yesterday Carp's Hardware delivered a new gas grill. And when the guy left, he left the gate open in the backyard. So the dog was gone down the street, across Tom's Road, and right opposite the school down there. And he's going to get hit by a car. It's just a matter of time. But he doesn't listen. And you know, I have frequently asked Sandy to try and get him trained, bring him somewhere and get him trained so that he listens, but he doesn't listen. So as soon as the door is open, he bolts. And if there's a dog on the street, we can usually find him.
Yeah.
Because he'll be hanging out somewhere. But he is just impossible when.
And I think it's a little late to train, I would imagine.
No, it's not too. It's never too late to train.
Do you think, really?
You know, believe me, you can learn things at your age. He can learn things at his age.
I haven't had any luck with that.
Yeah,
actually.
You have. I learn things on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I don't think it's age. I think it's just being stubborn and having the patience to sit that dog down and say, listen. And she suddenly wants, you know, invisible fence again. You know, that's the answer. And it's not the whole answer. It's part of the answer.
Right. Because it does work. It's nice.
Well,
it's
I'll string the wire. I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. But that requires training too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if she's not willing to train the dog, then the whole thing is moot.
Right. And it should be, because it's a lot easier, and because sometimes when they get really annoying, and you don't want to yell at them. You know?
You wonder what the impact is of yelling or hitting or doing anything that lots of people do to dogs. I would think that loving them and giving them positive treats and stuff like that is a better way of training. But, you know, I had one dog who wanted to live in New Canaan, He kept going to New Canaan. And he didn't care about getting a shock. He didn't care about anything. There was, obviously, there was a female dog in that direction that he was heading for, and that was his motivation.
Or maybe he's just elitist.
Or maybe he just wanted to live in New Canaan.
Just elitist.
I don't know. But,
That's all.
That cost me several $1,000 in orthopedic surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because he just didn't make it all the way across Hope Street one time.
Oh, God.
Is this your dog? I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks like my dog, but he's broken.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I had to fix him.
I got a bill from the vet.
Yeah, the bills from the vets are not fun.
I had seven pets at one point.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two 85-pound dogs and five cats.
Well, right now I have two dogs and 19 chickens. That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's enough.
It's going to need a bigger
what the
table.
Hell do do I have 19 chickens?
Did you ever think you would have 19?
No, I never did. I never thought I'd give up my shed to have chickens either.
Yeah.
And she's taken over the whole thing. Well, she buys garbage cans and fills it with feed. I have to stop in Mount Kisco to get food. You know, it's
just Mount Kisco.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's nothing closer than
There's, believe it or not, there's only a few agways and places where you can get chicken feed and chicken supplies and tractor supply or Benedict's there's only so many places and you have to and they're in more rural places.
With good reason,
in Stamford,
of course.
Connecticut,
yeah,
you know,
certainly.
It's just so I have to travel
Hope Street,
and pick up 50-pound bags of God knows what's in it, and you know she sends me on these trips. Get me chicken pellets or get me two things of hay.
Yeah.
Well, can I use the stuff they use on the road? No.
Okay. Really?
No.
Do you bring two bales of hay over?
Yeah. I need fresh hay.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So it's an adventure.
Yes, it is.
And as long, once again, happy life, happy wife, the whole shebang.
No question. There's a reason for that saying.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. So when she said, you want to go to Home Depot last
night,
I said, sure.
Of course.
Sure,
that's
not
right.
A problem. I'll be happy to.
Speaking of well-trained.
I am well trained.
And it's just an easier road.
Doesn't take more than a couple of meals.
Yeah.
I'm firmly attached there. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's what we are. Oh, my God.
So we're definitely spinning our wheels here today. And it's 8:59, 8:58.
We have to talk about some house stuff, I must say.
Yeah, I think on the other side of the break, we're going to have to talk about what people should be doing shortly. In this more pleasant weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Sandy's planting like crazy. She really is. She got that plum tree in the ground in a matter of no time at all. She's got her garden all set up. One of the things that we bought yesterday is a soaker hose system that, of course, I'm going to have to be putting together.
Of course, yes.
And for her raised bed vegetable garden. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit after we come back.
Is there a reason for raising the bed? Just you didn't need the space and you can get more in there?
It's a more controlled environment.
Ah, okay.
Rather than just doing everything on the ground. But she's got some stuff going on the ground as well. You know, there's going to be pumpkins and squash and
as long as she's enjoying it, and she seems to be doing that.
The gardens look beautiful.
They do.
They really do. They look beautiful. All right, we're going to be breaking for the news and the weather, and then we're going to come back. We'll have another hour, and you can stay with us, or you can go away for a couple of minutes and come back.
But come back.
We'll take attendance on the other side.
AM 1490 and FM 105.5 WGCH Greenwich.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Republicans working on another infrastructure plan. President Biden asking GOP lawmakers to present a plan by Tuesday. This would be the GOP's second counteroffer to Biden's $4 trillion plan. Liz Cheney continuing her criticism of former President Trump. Her repeated criticism of Trump leading to her removal this week as GOP House Conference Chair, the number three position among House Republicans. The Wyoming Congresswoman recently telling ABC News Trump's fraud claims about the 2020 election are dangerous.
We have to recognize what it means for the nation to have a former president who has not conceded and who continues to suggest that our electoral system cannot function, cannot do the will of the people. To cause that kind of questioning about our process, I won't be part of that.
Cheney also says she regrets voting for Trump in last year's election. The full interview will air Sunday on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money, whether it's just for you or for an entire family. MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
More companies lifting mask mandates for customers. Public supermarkets no longer requiring masks starting today. Walmart, Costco, Sam's Club, and Trader Joe's also lifting mandates. Masks will still be required, though, or mandated by state or local governments. Meanwhile, more proof out Friday that COVID vaccines work. A new CDC study shows the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines to be 94% effective at preventing symptoms from developing. The White House dealing with concerns over the economy. A University of Michigan study out Friday shows consumer sentiment down this month to a three-month low. Inflation thought to be one reason for the negative outlook after a rise in the consumer price index. White House economic advisor Cecilia Rouse, though, says rising prices can be misleading.
So those prices are increasing because we were at unusual lows because of the pandemic. They are rebounding as the economy starts to heal. But many of those sectors are actually not even back to where they were before.
That Michigan study also finds consumers are more pessimistic about their economic situation now and in the future than they have been in over a decade. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
McDonald's looking for ways to get more workers. Tim Berg has more.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. McDonald's saying the move is a response to the challenging hiring environment amid the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another death recorded in the Israeli-Hamas fighting. An Israeli man killed today after rockets land in Tel Aviv. This is the eighth Israeli death in the fighting, over 120 killed in Gaza. A close ally of President Trump says he's innocent of sex trafficking allegations, but one of his best friends is turning against him. With more, here's Wendy King.
A Florida politician has agreed to a plea deal and says he will cooperate with the federal investigation of North Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to six federal charges, including sex trafficking of a child, during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. Gaetz denies the allegations and says he will not resign his seat in Congress. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
China arrives at Mars. China's space agency announcing a rover landing on Mars this morning, China time. China now the third country after the U.S. and Russia to land on Mars. A NASA official says he looks forward to the important contributions this mission will make to humanity's understanding of the red planet. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Mostly sunny skies for the day today with highs near 75. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows 50 to 55. Partly sunny tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers with an isolated thunderstorm, high 70 to 75. Partly sunny again on Monday with an isolated afternoon shower, around 70. The weather dries out for Tuesday, mostly sunny, lower 70s, sunshine and warmer Wednesday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 and 105.5 WGCH.
The following show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is Around the House. Here is your host, Steve Gladstone.
All right, we're back. And
actually, we never left.
That's true. I didn't move out of the seat.
The audience is back.
We've been just hanging here. If you want to see us, you can actually go on my Facebook page, which is
free.
Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Gladstone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I don't even think you have to friend us. I think you just have to click on my name and it'll come up. So if you want to see what we
happens.
Look like. And it's a little bit better picture of Gene than me, but
well, I can understand.
You're looking
that.
At the top of our heads, so I've got the camera taped up high, which is a different view, but at least it's got both of us.
That's
right. Good.
What took us so long to figure that out?
Know.
You?
Why?
I don't know.
You know what the hell do I know?
We went through every iteration.
The microphones get in the way. Everything gets in the way. Yeah. You know, it's just not as professional as Imus. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Really.
Talking about outside stuff and house stuff, my wife is planting like crazy. She's got an herb garden that she put together that actually I put it together. She got a Mother's Day present from Jamie that's a stand that has little boxes in it that you can put herbs and grow it off the ground. And she... Huh. We bought an irrigation system for the vegetable garden that I'm going to hook up, and I got to get Elmer over and put on my regular irrigation system because it's time to start watering a little bit. And the raised bed vegetables are going to have soaker hoses leading to them. So
you are the busiest guy I know.
There's a lot going on, and yeah. I basically have no life. I'm just maintaining my house.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
You know, people. Like, you know, people are amazed that I know so many things about house things, and it's because she makes me do so many things. You know,
there is the final answer, ladies and
gentlemen.
She wants
the vegetable garden to be covered. So because right now it has to keep the birds and the rabbits and everything else out.
Oh, you mean
okay.
Like fully
yeah,
covered?
Yeah, she wants covered.
Okay.
And so that last year I said, all right, I'll build it out of pressure-treated lumber because you can't put regular lumber out there. I'll make it out of pressure-treated lumber. Oh, no, I don't want anything with chromated arsenic, or I don't want anything. I want only organic things. Okay, I'll make it out of deer fencing. Oh, I don't like the look of that. It looks like,
Well, what is organic?
You tell me. You tell
I'm
me.
I'm talking to the wrong person,
yeah,
apparently.
You tell
okay.
me. One year I made it with netting across mm-hmm. the top, and so the birds would manage to get in there, and then they'd be trapped in there. So every day I'd have to go out there and let the birds out.
So now you had a fence just to let the birds out.
Yeah, yeah. And that same year, even though everything was covered, the woodchucks got in and ate everything. I put that same netting around the peach tree. So, of course, the first thing that the squirrels did was eat their way in.
Oh, sure.
And then I'm trying to knock a squirrel out while he's inside the net.
Do you ever get the feeling that little animals are laughing at you?
Yes.
Because,
yes, I am. I do get that feeling. And now we're going to have a plum tree.
Oh, yeah. I think we can cut through that. No problem.
No problem.
Man. Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Hey, guys, we're getting plums.
Now, I have heard many people... We'll sit outside with a BB gun and take out the squirrels. But I really don't want to do that. I'm really not into it. Plus, I think I would prefer to just go to the supermarket and buy plums.
Well, yeah, and plus, you have other things
to
do.
And I can put them in the refrigerator and then not have to worry
right.
about it, you know.
You got other chores to take care of. Sit around shooting at things.
Well, you know, there's sport to that, I guess.
Yeah.
We did have Bernal take another tree down, and the tree, I realized suddenly that the tree had no buds, had no leaves. That doesn't look healthy.
It was just
bark and just hanging out.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. And I thought, well, this is smart. I'm going to build a swing set underneath this tree.
Yeah, really.
So $1,500 later, the tree's gone. The wood's gone. The mulch is gone.
And all you had to do
and
was
I
pay
don't have
for
to,
it.
And all I had to do was reach.
Yep. You know? Just pay for it and everything was fine.
Yeah. And, you know, the grill got old. It was a Weber grill. I put it on the other deck. I don't know if we'll ever use it, but I put it on the deck. And we wheeled in a new Genesis 2 Weber grill and put it on the patio.
Is that like a control panel, or is it like the
no,
old,
it's a, it actually, it's
round.
It's a fairly simple
natural
gas grill.
Okay.
And it plugs right into the house, so I don't have to worry about propane or anything else. So, but I didn't want the side burners. I didn't want the rotisserie. I didn't want any of the
weather
the,
station.
No,
thing.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, basically, it's going to be burgers and hot dogs and steak and
which
stuff.
Which is what
like.
It's really set up to be.
Although I am tempted because I bought that Traeger smoker pellet stove for the kids. I was tempted to buy another one of those, and I may ultimately buy one of those just for the fun of it. But they're, you know, it's everything's $1,000 now.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
And while I can afford it, it's an extravagance to have two grills.
Yeah.
Never mind three grills.
Yeah.
You know. But the old one, we rebuilt it several times and cleaned it.
Well, you got your
no, I got my years out of that Weber grill.
Absolutely.
I recommend Weber over all those other grills because that Weber grill lasted so much longer than all the other ones that I bought from different places.
And apparently there are parts you can still get. And
You can buy replacement flavor bars and all kinds of grills and stuff like that. So I was very pleased with the Weber grill. So I bought another one, but I bought it at Karp's Hardware.
Oh, okay.
To support my brothers over there, the Fogel brothers.
Well, good.
Yeah.
As you should. That's true.
They are a good bunch of people over there. And any way that you can support your local hardware store, I recommend it.
You know, it's really nice when you go into a store, especially like a hardware store, which I love futzing around in there. When you talk to people, the first guy or woman you speak to, they know what you're looking for. And they know... They have answers. They've been doing it for so long.
When we were on that other station,
yeah,
Karp's Hardware was one of my biggest supporters, and they had ads on all the time, and we did a couple of remotes from the store.
Oh, cool.
And
that's a really cool idea.
When they decided to move to their location now, they had me inspect the building. So we go back a long way, and I inspected Mark's house, and... It has been a long-term relationship, and it's
very
nice. And they've been great over the years. They've been absolutely great. And now they're Ace Hardware, and they're loving the fact that they're Ace Hardware because Ace has much better pricing than what they used to have. And they've always provided people with tremendous support and answers to their questions. So you never get ignored in that store. You never get ignored.
And that's the other thing.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I like that. You know,
you can ask questions and generally get good answers.
Yeah.
Where instead, I went to that big box last night and I got five keys that don't fit anything.
Yeah, well, obviously the keys are okay. The rest of it you have to fix.
No, Sandy said to me, why don't you go to Karp's tomorrow and get the keys made? And they would have fit.
Yeah, well.
So I'm going to just return these keys and go to Karp's.
They're on what high? Is it High Ridge or Long Ridge?
No, they're on Hope Street.
Oh, well, they're on Hope
Street. They're on Hope
Street. I thought they were...
That was another hardware store that is now gone.
Oh, okay.
And that, you know, that's heartbreaking to lose stores. And yeah. That was Keo's Hardware.
Oh,
and he still has the store in Wilton, mm-hmm. but they closed the Stanford store, which used to be Turner River Hardware. And that building's empty right now. And it's a shame when you lose local friendly stores. It just is.
I always look at it, too, from the point of view, like, you know, this was somebody's dream. It was their livelihood. They enjoyed doing it. Yeah. And now it's gone.
And it was a convenience. There were lots of products that you could buy in those stores that you would not easily find in other places. And while they might have been a little bit more expensive, you have to understand that the operating costs of that store is very different from Home Depot or Lowe's,
right.
where they're actually controlling their inventory by, you know, the same way that Walmart does, where they'll buy these companies or they will be the supply chain support for these companies, where the company is only selling to Home Depot. Then they don't have to do any advertising. They can sell it for less money and stuff. But when a small hardware store like Greenwich Hardware or Fine Sods or whatever, they can't get the same pricing because they're buying 15 of something, not 150 of something or thousands
or
something.
Yeah.
But supporting those mom and pop stores is really important. And that, you know, I love when American Express says, you know, this is support your local business. I mean, that's smart on their part. It's good advertising. But, you know, we should try and support local stores. Otherwise, there aren't going to be any. And a lot of stores, because of the pandemic, have closed. And I drive by looking at all of these empty storefronts, and I feel bad because, yes, it was their dream to open up whatever it was. And to see on Belltown Road, there was a little place called Time Out that was a burger place. I was kind of surprised they opened during the pandemic, but they're gone now.
Oh, geez.
I mean, it wasn't months and they were gone. And can you imagine all the money that these people spend getting health approvals and permits and all the rest of it? And then a few months later, they say, oh, got to hang it up.
Yeah.
Let's go do
that
something
else.
That is a
shame.
It's not terrible. Fun. Not fun at all. And tremendous numbers of businesses fail each year.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a business that's flourishing.
Okay. Such
budget,
as?
Budget Blinds and do me a favor. Go. You know how to use this phone?
No.
No.
I don't know.
I don't even. All right. So we'll wait a minute for the Budget Blinds commercial. But no, I'm gonna. Oh, look at that! The first thing that came up was Karp's Ace Hardware on my phone. Done. All right, we're done with that. Go away.
We have different system phones.
So. We certainly do. Yeah. Budget Blinds is Andrew Bogdan's Budget Blinds of Greenwich and Stanford and Norwalk and Rowayton and New Canaan and Darien. And he will come to your house with his display van, and he will measure, show you all different styles and types of window treatments, from mini blinds to plantation blinds to shades to draperies. And when you've picked what you want, he will order it. And you will get, I spelled it wrong too. BUDGET blinds, BLINDS. Okay, there we go. So, Budget Blinds, Stanford, New Canaan, Rowayton, is Andrew's business, and he's got this big display truck. That big Sprinter van that he comes in, and he's got everything in the back there. So he's got the color charts and the samples and all the rest of that stuff. And once you've decided what you want in your window, and he's got plastic things to go in the bathroom, and he's got cloth things to go in other places, they'll order it, and then Victor shows up with the delivery and installs it. And so there's no pain involved. You don't need to look for that screwdriver. You don't have to worry that it was measured improperly. And Victor puts it in, and Victor cleans up after himself. So when he's drilling holes and stuff, he'll vacuum up and he'll wipe things down and he'll make sure that everything is neat and clean. And you end up with a beautiful job and beautiful window treatments, and you don't have these naked windows anymore. And I can't tell you when I'm doing inspections how many people need window treatments. It's like they forgot all about this stuff. Oh, I love the sun pouring in. Well, when you're sitting at your kitchen table and the sun is just glaring and you can't read the newspaper or look at the screen on your TV, then you start thinking about, oh, maybe I need something. Maybe. So you want to call Budget Blinds, and their number is now gone from my computer. Their number is 203-580-3362, 203-580-3362. 3362, and you want to tell Andrew that you heard it on Around the House, this horrible commercial that I'm giving, and remember that they have that 5-year no questions asked warranty, where anything at all displeases you, they will reorder the original order and deliver it to you, and you get brand new stuff. So it's crazy, but they do it. And some of his products have lifetime warranties. So anything at all goes wrong, it's taken care of. So how can you lose with that? You really can't. They'll come to your house. They'll go over what you want. They'll order it. They'll install it. And all you need to do is write a check or pull out a credit card, and you're done. Sounds good to me. You want a break? Let's take a break. If you are experiencing problems with insects or rodents or bed bugs, almost any pest that is annoying you other than people, you need to call Usoli Pest Control at 914-356-9084. A small family-owned and operated personalized service is offered at all times. Same-day service, 22 years of experience. He's local in the Greenwich area, so he's happy to respond to your needs. All of our services are guaranteed. And once again, it's Usoli Pest Control at usolipestcontrol.com and 914-356-9084. And it's Y-S-O-L-I Pest Control. And he's worked at my house, and I recommend him highly. Gutter Guys are located in Stamford, but they cover a good deal of lower Fairfield County. And, you know, a lot of times I see houses that don't have any gutters, and the builders will often say to me, oh, you don't need gutters. We've provided enough drainage around the outside of the house. And I will tell you, that is the most nonsensical thing. You need to control the water. When the water is coming down as rain or snow or hail or any other form of water, you need to control it. And so having gutters and leaders is a great idea. And some of the products that they sell include putting up new gutters, putting up new leader pipes, directing water away from the house. And they have all different types of gutter guards and leaf guards and all kinds of things that can make your maintenance much less. So you want to give them a call. It's the Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, 327-1346. And they do gutter cleaning and power washing, and they'll clean your skylights. Give them a call, Gutter Guys, 203-327-1346, and tell them you heard it on Around the House. Let's just talk about M&M. M&M Construction is my friend Marek. And every time we've had an idea around the house to do something, I've brought Marek in the first time just to give me some ideas. And that's a wonderful thing. But many times we inspect houses and people say, oh, before we move in, we're going to renovate all this and that. And I'll say to them, do you have a contractor in place? And they'll say, well, no, we'll find one. Well, it's a little bit more time consuming than that. And you want somebody who's going to go take out a permit. You want somebody who's going to do the job properly. And that's M&M Construction. I have gotten tons and tons of testimonials from my clients who I've referred Marek and his guys to. They do a beautiful job. They use the right materials. If you are trying to cheap out something, he'll work with you, but he'll do his best to try and make sure that the job is done top-notch. M&M Construction can be reached at 203-834-9719, 203-834-9719. M&M Construction, FairfieldCountyContractor.com is their website. I urge you to call them at 203-834-9719.
And now, here's my dad, Steve Gladstone, on Around the House.
No idea who that is.
I was just going to ask you. I've never heard that one before, I don't think.
It sure sounds like Kendall. It's Kendall!
Kendall.
Kendall, the mother of Lincoln Fox. Lincoln Fox Lincoln. Gilbert.
Lincoln, oh, his last name is Gilbert.
Yes, Gilbert.
Excuse me.
Yes. Cute little boy. Very cute.
Like the name.
That's him. That's the boy right there.
Look at him. He's cute.
He's cute.
Yeah.
He is cute. All right. So, some house stuff.
House
stuff.
What can we do? We should do some house stuff.
Yeah. It's time for people to be turning on the sprinkler systems. It's time for people to be dragging those hoses out and wetting the grass every once in a while. They said we're going to have rain when?
Never.
Never?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. We're going to have some rain.
Just sprinkles.
But it's time to start watering some of the plants and stuff like that. So bringing the hoses out. How about buying a couple of those fresh gaskets to go in the hoses? Those plastic or rubber gaskets that go in the ends, the side of the hose that goes on the hose bib on the outside of your house. And pull out those old cracked ones so they stopped leaking and buy a new set of them. Maybe it'll cost you a dollar.
Yeah, go to a local hardware store.
Go to the local hardware store and say to them, I need the gasket to go inside the hose. Put a new one in there. You'll be amazed. You know, when you thread that on the hose bib, maybe it won't drip and leak and spray in every direction.
Get you wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then how about putting a fresh one in where the nozzle goes? And then maybe you're not going to wear the water while you're spraying everything. I mean, that happens to me all the time.
As warm as it might get.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it might be fun to get wet, but if you're not planning on getting wet.
Yeah.
How about buying a new nozzle? I do that on an annual basis because they're constantly breaking.
Really?
You know what happens?
You get a lot of use.
Well, I don't know about a lot of use, but what happens is the hose gets thrown down.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, things are spraying out of the side of them and not working right. And a lot of people, you know what I noticed yesterday? I actually knocked the box down while I was buying the irrigation system. They make timers now that can go on the hose. It's not an electric timer.
Oh.
It's a flow timer that you can set, and so it will allow water to flow for a certain period of time without being plugged in.
Well, that's
and
kind of inevitable.
That might be a good idea. Yeah, that might be a good idea, because if you don't want your beds or your gardens to be overly wet, you might want to put one of those in. And they weren't that expensive. They were about 20 bucks or so.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No, it wasn't bad. It's time for a new rake.
Hmm.
How many of us ruin the rakes during fall while we're raking up the yards and stuff? Not you.
Oh, that's definitely
not you.
Me. No.
And certainly none of my sons. A new rake might be a
metal one or like a...
I like the metal ones.
Is there a difference, really?
What I've found is that the plastic ones lose the tines over time.
Okay.
Tines over time. Not Tyndale-y.
That was a song, wasn't it?
No,
Tyne After Tyne.
Tyne After Tyne, yes, yeah. Yes. What I do find is a lot of the rakes, the metal rod that holds each of the tines in place will shift. And sometimes what you need to do is you need to bang it back in position and put a little bit of maybe force with a vice grip and bend to the end so that it can't move.
Hmm.
Because they're probably all made in that factory in China. And
probably most people will just, oh, I'll buy a new one.
Well, what happens is the end tines become really loose and flop around, and the rake doesn't work the way it's supposed to. I was raking around the swing set and taking all the little rocks and stuff away so that when the kid falls, he only falls on hard dirt instead of rocks. But I pulled a bunch of big rocks out, too. I mean, that was interesting. I'm always taking rocks and making my walls bigger. And I pulled out some big rocks that were in concussion land over there near the swing set.
Well, don't throw your back out or something, you know. By
no, I always do too much. But getting rid of some of the debris around the swing set was a good idea. We were very careful where we placed it this time. We placed it a little bit differently than what the old swing set was, so that the kids would not interfere with the playground equipment. I have a climbing fire engine that they can climb on, and I have the sandbox, and so everything is spaced out a little bit. And there's a little playhouse that is plastic that. Bryce said, give it away. I don't want to use it anymore. And then when we were starting to get it out of there, he decided to
change his mind.
Might be fun. Yeah. Might be fun to play. Never know. And so it's a little section of play area over there. And I like that.
Well, keep an eye on that, Bryce, because that's how you start. Well, I'm just going to put it in the attic for now. And that whole thing grows. And finally, you have to get a storage locker. When he gets older.
No, we're not going to get a storage locker. That was your mistake.
That was my mistake.
Yeah. No, if you had thrown away some of that stuff originally, you wouldn't be storing it for 5 years in a storage place.
Yes.
And paying somebody else rent for that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Rent and no place to sleep.
I am slowly but surely stopping the storage game. I am going to get rid of more and more things. I was playing a little game with myself. Every time I went down to the garage, I had to throw away something.
Right. Okay. That's a good.
I ran out of things that I really didn't care about, and now I've got just stuff I care about. But I'm donating stuff. I'm bringing stuff to the dump. I'm going through the stuff in the sheds and saying, "Why am I saving this?"
Mm-hmm.
The ping pong table. One of the bottom supports broke the other day. And so I went into the shed where I had a bed frame that had particle board. The length of it was particle board with the, those teeth that lock into the headboard?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
So I cut that off, and I used the particle board to fix the ping pong table.
Perfect.
And it was. I had to make it the right size, and I had to drill four holes, and I put it in with the bolts that were on the old piece that was broken, and it's done.
Nice.
Yeah.
A sense of accomplishment.
And the other day, I used some wire ties, and I fixed one of my sections of fence, and then I realized that another section of fence was falling down. So it's time to do the fencing. And the problem with that is if you do fencing right, you got to cement posts in the ground, and you got to measure.
Okay.
Because fencing is a particular size, and so that's going to be the next adventure. But I think I'm going to hire somebody to help me with that. The backyard looks great, but we're less one table. So
a little less glass
smaller,
in the area.
Smaller parties for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my daughter asked me, do you want a table for Father's Day? No, don't want a table. Do you want a hot tub? No. What do you want?
That.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want. Well, I really don't know.
That point you say.
Well, I want to build a barn. That's what I want to do. Yeah. I want to build a barn, but I haven't gotten the results back from my survey, so I don't know how big a barn I can do, if I can do a barn at all.
Mm.
But that's going to be the next big project if indeed I take it on. And that's going to be more expensive as each month goes by because the price of materials is going
right.
up. Yeah. So there's no doubt there's a barn sitting somewhere that I'm going to buy that they're just marking up now.
Yeah.
That if I bought it...
For the first time.
If I bought it, yeah, if I bought it 2 months ago, it would have been probably thousands less.
Well, I've seen the price of gas go up ridiculously.
Yeah, well...
You know?
You know,
it's all inevitable.
As long as we're buying gas, it's going to keep on bouncing around.
Yep.
We're victims with that.
Yep.
And that's influenced by the economy and the amount of money people have in their pockets.
Well, it's amazing. You watch the you watch TV and you see a lot of ads for high-end cars that are hybrids or strictly electric. Cadillac.
Well, we're going to see a lot of that.
And yeah, and they're gorgeous-looking cars.
Believe me. There's no more non-hybrid cars for me. Either it's going to be an electric car or it's going to be a hybrid car. I'm not buying anything else. One of these days I'm going to sell the pickup truck, and that's going to be the end of eight-cylinder powerful gasoline engines because it's ridiculous.
Well, my next car, whenever that's going to be, it will be electric.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely want that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's time. And so we should be buying stock in electric charging stations.
Yes, that's true. We should be doing that. I have to leave now and get my...
you have to go buy your electric...
yeah. Do that for...
The bottom line is it makes sense.
It all makes sense.
And the infrastructure that is going to be built... Some of that is going to be charging stations, and some of that is going to be individuals buying charging stations. I have one in each garage, and wherever the volt is at that moment, it gets plugged in. And it's a delightful car to drive, and that car is 10 years old.
Are you ever going to sell it?
I don't think I am.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, because there's not a thing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I may have new batteries installed in it at some point. But it's delightful to drive, and I don't drive it enough, so it's still got lots of low mileage on it. But Sandy is looking at all these different alternatives now with electric vehicles, and Tesla's not the only game in town anymore, which is going to make the competition both for Tesla and everyone else to really come out with some beautiful cars.
But they really set the whole issue with Tesla. Now everybody, you know, they were thinking, oh, it's never going to work, it's going to blah, blah, blah. In the early days, they tortured
Musk forever, and they shouldn't have. You know, he's the Edison of our time.
And he has done a great job.
And he really has. He's influenced, you know, as wacky as he is, what else would you expect from an inventor?
Right.
From somebody that could put a rocket in on Mars or could have it come back and land on... And
two of them at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, give me a break. The guy's brilliant.
He is.
But did anybody have a conversation with Edison that wasn't crazy? Let me show you my tungsten light bulb. What?
Yeah, it's gonna. You're gonna have light. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, we're gonna have lights on every street.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah. Sure.
The bottom line is, it's fantastic stuff, and he's been beat up in every business that he's ever gotten into. And it's ridiculous, because we need to influence people like this.
And he knows he's right in doing what he's doing, and he just plows ahead.
He keeps on doing it.
Absolutely.
You know, he's made some foolish statements here and there, but he's enjoying his life.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he could be on SNL and be a guest host, I'm sure he was just having fun.
And doesn't really, I mean, he cares about the what happens, but, you know, he is enjoying his life.
But, you know, at least now they can sell cars in Connecticut. And that was ridiculous that the...
It's inevitable. You can't run away from
that. The thing is, half these dealerships would love to sell a Tesla to somebody. I mean, if there's a profit, there's a profit. But they don't like entrepreneurial situations that they can't control. And I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't like that most of these repair shops have gone down the tubes because the only way that you can fix a car now is the dealerships.
Yes, you can't. I threw away all my tools.
Did you?
A couple of years ago.
You threw them away.
I threw them away because they were all analog.
Yeah.
And everything now is
digital.
Yeah. You don't need to set the timing anymore on the car.
It's funny because, you know, we have timing lights. I have my father's got everything that he had from the gas station in my garage, and we really don't use any of it anymore.
That's
I've got one of these bulbs to fill acid in a battery. I mean,
I remember those. Sure.
You know, hygrometers.
That's what it was.
The tool bench. Do I really need a tool bench in the garage anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you need Prestone?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's...
You know, you start to look at... I have white grease. I have all kinds... I have a grease gun. What am I doing?
Well, it's an antique store now.
It is.
People go, oh, what is that? Because I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Daddy's on the way. He's on the way, and we're going to do some culling, and we're going to take another break.
Goodness.
We'll be right back. David Baker, Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, providing all types of flooring solutions from initial design through expert installation, located in Fairfield and New Haven counties. His success is being able to connect with his customers. He makes buying floors easy, safe, and effortless, striving to provide a different experience from anything else that people have ever experienced before. He's part of Floor Coverings International, an organization with over 115 locations throughout the U.S. and Canada, offering a wide selection of flooring products in several price ranges, including carpet, hardwood, natural stone, ceramic tile, laminate flooring, vinyl, specialty materials, and eco-friendly selections, including renewable, sustainable hardwood products, natural linoleum, cork, and bamboo. What makes them different is they bring the store to you. So you call and make an appointment at 203-386-1776, and he brings the mobile display room to your door. And he'll bring in the samples, show you what you need to know, and you pick it, he measures it, and they'll come and install it. He brings the store to your door and inspiration to your feet. That's Floor Coverings International of Fairfield, 203-386-1776. So many times when people are moving into their new place, they ask me, who should I use for painting? And that's an easy answer for me. It's Jonathan's Painting Service. Jonathan does both interior and exterior, both residential and commercial painting. He's helped me out in several conditions around my house and at the firehouse. And we've referred him to a lot of people and gotten excellent testimonials back in regard to his workmanship. He's up to about 15 guys and about 5 trucks, so he's doing real well. JonathanPainting.com or 203-540-1533. 203-540-1533. Jonathan's Painting Service. As I said, he's fully insured and fully licensed. They are one of the best painting services out there. Attention to detail is really an important aspect of Jonathan's work, and they clean up after themselves. And I absolutely feel that he's the right choice if you're looking for a painting service. Jonathan's Painting Service, 203-540-1533.
Here's Steve Gladstone on Around the House.
Thank you. All right, we're back, and we got about 18 minutes or so to go. And the phones have been quiet today. If you want to call in, it's 203-661-5051. No need to talk politics, but 203-661-5051. If you've got a house problem or a concern, or you just want to say hi, that's okay. I'm just trying to think what other things I'm doing. I guess I'm going to be working on that soaker system for the raised beds, where it's a bunch of hoses with connectors and clamps and stuff so that you can run a regular hose to it and then soaker hose where you want it and then hard pieces of pipe going across. I'm probably going to have to buy some PEX and make some connections in different places.
Some PEX?
PEX, cross-link polyethylene pipe that isn't soaker hose.
Oh, okay. Steve's working on his PEX. He's
working. I'm working on it. Wow, yeah, really. Push-ups. Yeah, going doing, to the gym.
Yeah, sit-ups and stuff, yeah. I don't know. I have to look at it and see what's involved. But there's areas I don't want watering going on, so
well, I can imagine,
there's going to be some expanse of not hooked up.
But you've done this kind of stuff before,
Not really. I mean, not. I can't see that it's going to be that difficult.
Mm.
But bought these 200-foot kits, and I'm sure I'm going to be cutting lengths and crimping it together and hooking it up to a hose. I don't think it's going to be that difficult. No.
Oh, good.
You know, you've got to provide water to the vegetables, otherwise you don't get vegetables.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
I like vegetables that have water
in them. Yes, yeah. It's dried up pulp. That's
awful.
Bad.
Doesn't work well in a salad. You
know. In a salad, yeah. Yeah, we have this wilted lettuce that's tastes terrible. So I'm going to be doing that, and I'm going to call someone that I got a quote on 6 months ago for a fence, and I'm going to get the fence put up, and then I'm going
to
get
gotten the okay, or is that something you don't have to?
I don't need an okay. I know where the property line is. You got to turn your radio down.
I'm not near a radio. Okay, hold on.
Hello.
Hold on.
You're fine.
All right, turn the radio off.
Go right ahead. You're on with Steve.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, guys, I just wanted to maybe put out a public service
Never turn it on again. That's your punishment.
Pool safety, maybe remind the folks about making sure there's a gated pool so the young ones don't get in there unintentional. And something tragic may happen. So just to watch the kids around the pool and make sure there's a gate around the pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's a good one. That's a good service announcement, right, Steve?
Okay.
Yeah. No?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah.
Short and sweet.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Do you have a fencer on your pool?
No. I'm hearing a delay.
Yes,
you're hearing that. You're hearing that out there. You're hearing.
No, I'm hearing it in my headphones.
No, there's nothing. No, he's not. He was potted down.
I hear it too.
When you were talking to him,
Tony,
he was potted down.
We're getting a 7-second delay. Everything is coming through. I'm not hearing it out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Try now.
Let me see.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, you closed the door.
No, I didn't close the door. It was coming through where I couldn't talk to him because everything was coming out a couple of seconds later. All right, so yes, those are wonderful tips. And we did a pool 2 days ago. We did a pool yesterday. And the bottom line is the grass had grown so long that the gate didn't close. And, you know, if we're going to give that as a tip of the week, we can certainly do that. If you've got a swimming pool in New York or a swimming pool in Connecticut, there are very specific regulations for in-ground residential pools. And the big one is gates going to the pool should swing out and they should be self-closing and self-latching, which means no matter how far you open it, it should close and latch instantly. And the lock set should be one of those Magnalocks that you lift up, and that should be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground so a child can't easily open it. And if you have doors going into the pool area from your house that are inside the gates or the fencing, they should be alarmed so that you know when someone is entering the pool area. And it's very important that you do that because, God forbid, somebody goes into the pool area that you're not aware of and they get into trouble. You wouldn't even know that someone is splashing around yelling for help or drowning. And the last thing that anyone ever wants is to find either a child or someone you care about or even an animal drowning in the pool. So you've got to think about that. Also, we talk about entrapment. And a lot of pools have been upgraded so that there is not the same tremendous suction at the bottom of the pool that the pool drain might hold someone down long enough that they couldn't get away from it and breathe, because breathing is kind of important. So a bunch of safety things that are important for you if you've got a swimming pool. But don't forget, even the littlest Coleco pool is a potential place where a kid could drown. And parents have lost kids and grandkids because somebody turned their head the other way and wasn't paying attention. And that's a terrible, terrible thing that that does to the family. So a little bit of pool safety and a little bit of downloading the local regulations so that you can read through it and make sure that your pool is safe. Fencing's important, and trees fall down and ruin fencing. And then all of a sudden there's a hole or an opening in the pool area, and egress is an invitation. If there's an open gate, you're inviting the neighborhood into your pool. You got another phone caller?
Ta-da.
Good morning. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, guys. It's me again. Pool safety. Hey, the one other thing we want to probably add in there, some, very rare, but some people have koi ponds. That's important to be gated as well.
Sure. And the hot tub covers. My daughter, when she was very young, lifted up the... She went on the steps of the hot tub, lifted up the cover, and the cover came down on her head. And if I hadn't been standing 5 feet away and run over and grabbed the cover, she would have had her head stuck in there.
Oh, my God.
We don't always think about these things, but it is, a garbage can, a rain barrel is dangerous. Mm-hmm. A bucket of joint compound that's empty that has water in it is dangerous. Kids do dopey things. And... I thank you for that. Those things are important. Koi ponds are a major kid attraction. You want to watch the koi swim around. I wonder what happened to the koi pond at Bob's Discount Furniture Store when they moved from Stamford to Norwalk. I wonder if the downstairs of that place is still got a koi pond in there.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
One of our listeners might know something.
I'll have to look in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling. All right.
That was good.
We got about 8 minutes.
Yes, we do.
So 203-661-5051. Why don't you call with a complicated question?
Did you go to the flower?
I did not make it. No, I hope that it was successful. I really do.
It was a lousy day. It was rainy.
It was not a nice day, yeah.
But I'm sure.
It was a good day for watering plants, but not for selling plants. I hope they did okay.
I hope they did, too.
You know, it's interesting. Char last week was mentioning the Lily of the Valley.
Oh, yeah.
I know her.
Yes.
Sure.
They have exploded. Endlessly. They exploded in my front yard.
They did.
Oh, they've just absolutely bloomed.
We had eggs explode in my house.
Eggs?
Yeah. My wife was cooking eggs, hard-boiled eggs, until the water was gone.
Oh,
and then something went, ba-boom!
Yeah.
And there's eggs on the wall. There's eggs on the ceiling. Geez. And we're still cleaning up pieces of egg.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She learned a very important lesson.
I think she did.
Yes.
I think we all did.
I'm just glad
egg
she was
bomb.
Home. Yeah.
Egg bomb. Oh
yeah, you
God.
Can't boil stuff with no water in there.
That's true.
It just doesn't
that
work
That is a
out.
Fact.
Yeah. When I get home, she's going to kill me for even saying that. But usually an excellent cook. But she was distracted. And that's the problem with being distracted and cooking things. I always recommend, you know, when we're doing inspections, just to get into inspection talk, that we never leave the kitchen until we turn off the oven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, many an inspector has come back into the kitchen and experienced that the room is very warm. Very young in my life as a home inspector, I turned an oven on without looking in it.
Oh, okay.
And I melted the broiler foil, the plastic wrap around the aluminum pans, and the stink that came out of that oven was terrible. The other mistake that I made, I admit to making mistakes from time to time, so I thought, what a great way to test the microwave. I'll bring in some microwavable popcorn. And, of course, that microwave was stronger than my microwave. I put it in for X number of minutes, and it burned the popcorn.
Yeah.
And the whole rest of the inspection were smelling burnt popcorn, which is probably one of the more unpleasant smells.
Yeah, yeah. Takes the fun out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wanted the burnt popcorn.
No, no.
I thought, you know, what a good idea. We'll test the microwave, and then I can give my client a thing of popcorn to eat while they're walking around with me.
What bothers me about that, you don't always know what the wattage is.
No, you don't.
And
they
should have it placed somewhere, you know, where it's easy to see and remind you that.
Yeah, because if you look on, if you're microwaving things, it'll say, well, 5 to 7 minutes for this amount, 4 to 6 for this amount. But then you can't find how much strength you're.
Yeah, you don't know what the wattage is.
And usually if I'm taking a frozen burrito and I'm putting it in the microwave, I'll put it in for too long, and then I got this thing that's hard as a rock.
Mm.
Or I'll put it in just right, and it's still like lava, eating lava in there. You know, you burn your tongue. It's very hard to figure out. I know that the microwave I have is a stronger microwave, so I've got to ratchet it down a little bit when I put it on. But it's hard to know.
Yeah, I have unlimited wattage.
Unlimited?
I paid extra, a little bit extra
for
that.
Wow. You get that from Optimum or?
I got it from one of the onlines.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's good.
Super.
But that's the problem I always have with it because I never, you know, I'm not a cook, but when I do use the microwave, if it's like 1100, I don't know if that's good, bad, medium.
Yeah,
it's hard
to know. And, I'm sure if you read the instructions, it will tell you don't use this while bathing.
But the key note there is that you have to remember where you put the instructions.
Ah.
In one place, because then you say...
See, I put everything in. I have a whole file cabinet that's just owner's manuals.
Yeah.
And every once in a while when I go looking for one, I cull out the things that I've gotten rid of. Okay?
Yeah.
And
like the macro
that'll
wave.
be the GPS that you know I had three of. That'll be a saber saw that broke, you know, and I'll throw away the speakers that I'm no longer using.
Yeah, speakers,
you know, that kind of stuff. But I keep owner's manuals. I do.
Well, see if you move into some place like I do, they don't always leave.
No, they don't. It's always good if they do. But one of the advantages that, you know, once again, another tip, if you go on the internet to the manufacturer, usually you can download the instruction manual or the service manual or where to get parts for a lot of these things just by going on the manufacturer, if the manufacturer is still in business.
Right. And you can usually find the serial number or whatever it is somewhere on the unit.
Right.
So you can call the company and...
Yeah.
The
internet is very helpful in regard to that stuff. But I have gone on and downloaded instructions for certain things because I couldn't find the paperwork.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that you can do that.
Yeah, me too. I've done that a few times. And it certainly saved a lot of time, and it was a lot safer.
Well, we're tied into these computer things now.
Yeah.
We're pretty tied into that. All right, I hear the music playing, which means that for however possible, we have killed 2 hours.
Mm.
I hope that it's been useful to some of you.
And painless.
And painless, except for our first caller, who I'm probably paining him.
Well,
but so be it.
It was nice he called.
It's good to have different opinions.
Yes.
And with a little bit of luck, we'll have a nice week. And I urge those of you that have not been vaccinated to go get vaccinated so the rest of us can enjoy you. And everybody have a great week.